Tonight's shir, Simon Resh Nun Gimel, Seif Gimel and Seif Dalet. Seif Gimel, Hamashkin Bab Boiker. Person wakes up Shabbos morning, V'roa Shehikdicha Tavshilo. He sees that the food in his pot that's sitting on the stove is boiling down. V'yarei Penyakdicha, so he's afraid it's going to burn more. Yochel Hosir, you could take the pot off the stove. Take an old, empty pot, put it over the mouth of the kira. And then return the pot with the food on top of this empty pot. Make sure that you don't put the pot of food on the ground while you are adding the other pot to basically make some space between your pot and the kira. V'shtiyah v'sachas, also make sure the food in the pot is still hot when you return it to the stove. V'kvar nisparer sh'nohagim l'hokel afim nisan al gavei karka, the Rambam adds that we already clarified before that there's a minhag to be lenient even if it was put on the ground. So in this situation, Shabbos began with this pot on top of the stove, and in all likelihood, it appears from the halacha that this was a case of shehiyah. The food was fully cooked before Shabbos, let's say. It was not gar for katum. The coals are in there, it's burning away. That's fine, because if it's fully cooked, according to the mechaber, according to the malkam achav and the soy, you can leave it on there. And then Shabbos morning, he sees, this is too hot. There's nothing to be left by the time it gets to lunch. So Mechava gives an Eitzah of lifting it off and doing Chazara and putting an empty pot over the Kira. Now, one of the rules of Chazara is it has to be Gar V'Katum. We only do Chazara if it's Gar V'Katum. So by putting this empty pot in between, it seems you're creating now the Halacha of Katum, basically. You didn't remove the coals of Shabbos, but you're covering it by adding this space, this pot, and then you're putting the pot of food on top of it. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sekan Ayintes, Yeshana. You can take an old pot. Why does it have to be old for? Al Chadosha Asur, if it would be new, there's a problem. The Mislabein Ayde Hachom, because the new pot gets heated up from the oven, the heat of the oven. V'nasas Kli Gemur Adizan, that makes it a finished product. That concludes its strengthening, like forges it. Now our pots are totally finished when we buy them. They're made in the special oven of the craftsman, so there's no need to reheat the pots when you get a brand new pot. We don't say stick it on the stove for a few hours to heat up. We don't do that. After sheish the hulk, welcome the chak. So because our pots are completed before we buy them, so perhaps we can be lenient in case of need and not use an old pot, but actually use a new pot to separate between the kira and the pot of chalt. Sifkaton pei, reikonis. It has to be empty. Demia batavshel, if there was food in this new pot that I'm putting on the kira, asur lahasim ala kira machmasa gufa. You wouldn't be allowed to put that on the kira because of the food inside the pot. You can't just take a pot of Shabbos and stick it onto a stove. So this pot that's empty is going to be placed over the mouth of the stove. To have the kira kigrufo kutuma, that makes it as if the kira has had its coals removed or covered over. Shaya kadera sosem is this piakira, because the pot that I'm putting, this empty pot that I'm putting on top, seals over the mouth of the kira. And then I can place the pot with food in it above it because it's gar for katam. Like we learned before, that I can return a pot to a stove that's gar for katam where the coals are removed or carved with ash. Well, if he's according to this, this is the same halacha with our ovens. With the flame inside, it will be permitted to put a pot on top of the roof of the oven, kivan shehamaziva mafsik b'nekeder b'neish, because you have this thick insulated top of the oven that is basically separating between the pot above it and the flame below it, and that becomes like my blech. For hu adin kishenoyis ne'etoch ha'kochlin shebetanu. The same is true if I put it in to the kochlin in the tanu. The note on the bottom says that basically this tanu is a oven used for heat. It's like a heater, and there was a place that could hold a pot, the base kibul. So it's far enough separated from the flame that it's the equivalent of on top of a blach. Achein, however, the Maharil Isa, in the Maharil it's brought, that Tzorach Lahafzik Shom Alamaziva Be'eza Eitz Odaf Lehekera, that if you have a tanur, even though this oven has a roof to it, a top to it that's thick, you would still have to put on top of that a piece of wood or a board to make it noticeable that this isn't the ordinary way of cooking. V'yasam HaGedera, then put the pot on top of that. V'chein Mashar V'sofa Simen Ramah, and it's also implied like that from the Ramah at the end of the Simen. V'ayim Magen Avram, V'lukam Magen Avram, V'sof Simen Reish Nun Tes, at the end of Reish Nun Tes, V'yididei Shehin of Atmano, the Halachas of Shehin Atmano, Shehetik Gamkein K'maril. He also brings this Maril. U'mash Masham, and it's implied there, if you have this separation that makes it noticeable, it's not the normal way, on Shabbos you can put on top of that a pot. Look at Kivi Eger, who has a kasha on this. Kivi Eger's kasha is that the covering on top makes it gor for katum. But l'chadchila, we don't put things on top of a blach that's garf or katam. That doesn't make a heter. Hanoch l'chadchila is not mutter. Chazar is mutter. Shehi is mutter. But to take from somewhere else that was never on the stove and just put it on top of a blach, they don't do that. So why would he say that if you have this mafsik between the tanur and the pot, l'chadchila, you put something on top of that? But Kivi Eger says, I don't understand why that's your mutter. L'chadchila, we don't take things and put it onto a blach. Now this idea of returning the pot to the top of the oven or top of the kira with a pot in between has to be when the food inside is still hot, it hasn't cooled down. Because if not, if the food cooled down, it's also because of bishul. So the halacha is that on Shabbos we can basically put on a blach. That's basically what it's saying. You basically put on a blach on Shabbos. Here in this case, that you're using a pot to separate between the kira and your pot of food. So we're saying it creates gar for katum. So you're allowed to create gar for katum. And then you have all conditions of chazara, you can return it. And Moshe says a psak that you can't put a blach on a stove on Shabbos. If it wasn't there before Shabbos, you could put the blach on. That would allow chazara. Mishdebura sifkan pei beis, shelo yasim v'chulu. A person has to be careful not to put down the pot of food. K'de'el b'dini chazar, like we learned it in the halachas of chazar, that the pot should be held the whole time. Sifkan pei gimel v'shtiru sachas, and it should stay hot. Ayin le'el mishdebura sifkan nandalt. If you look back at mishdebura before, nanahag lohakel im lo nitztan legame. V'sachas means it should be yatzaler dispo. The minig is, you know, it's not yet that the spo is as long as above room temperature, that's good enough. So the bottom line is, if the food is burning, you can remove it. Someone holds it the whole time. Someone else takes an empty pot, puts it over the flame, puts this pot back on top. You had in mind to return it. It was fully cooked. It's hot. All the chazara is in your hands. Scarf for katum, put it on top, and you're good. And because it's removed from the flame, it'll keep it from burning. See if Dalid. Yesh limchus b'yad hanohagim lahat min yodyoim, kumkum shel mayim chamin. We should protest when we see people have a practice that they take a kettle, they heat water, and they put it in a kettle. A kumkum is a pot to cook water, and then they wrap it up and insulate it before Shabbos. Then they'll add water from this kettle into the pot b'Shabbos on Shabbos. When they see it's drying up, this pot that you're pouring hot water into the pot, L'chayr, the pot's not going back on the stove. If the pot will go back on the stove, you have a whole new problem because you're doing new chazara. We're talking about the chala pot comes off the blech, but I wanted to add some liquid to it, so I take my water I prepared in advance. Bachar says, don't do it because you're afraid you're going to cook that water. Mishtabura sifkan peidal. Hanohagin lahatnin. Their minig is to insulate the hot water. Something to say. They prepare before Shabbos starts. Mayim chamin, hot water. Pen yitztarch la'aroso son l'tochashav. So they may need to pour it into the food that's cooking. V'das ha-Shulchan Aruch limchaz b'zeh. The Shulchan Aruch says you should protest and stop it. Tipa amukha sometimes. Echad yatzaleh despo v'sheni in yatzaleh despo. It could be that the cholent is yatzaleh despo and the water is not. U'kishim ha-areh echad l'chavero. When you pour one into the other, Mishpashtim zamzeh, it cooks together. Vayim b'achrom shakos, if you look at the achrom, they write, Tifimash yivor l'kamon b'simen shin yuchesif teso b'hago. Based on what we clarified there in Simen shin yuchesif tesvov, the anan no hagin ka poskim. We follow the opinions. Dimlonis darin l'gamre, that if water was heated and has not cooled down entirely, afilu b'dov relach, even liquids, ein bo mishum bishol od, there's no bishol, ein bishol acha bishol. You can't cook water which has already been cooked if it's still warm. So then even if the water was not yatzaledespo, and it will heat up when you pour it into the chalm pot, it's mutter. There's no bishul as long as it's above room temperature. And we find this every day, every Shabbos, that people put into their plate, their serving plate, they put beans and the like. Then they pour directly from a pot of meat broth into the beans. Vimkain, if so, since the beans are in a second vessel, you're pouring directly from the pot, you're going to cook the beans. El al karchach, the kimish lanestan lagami. Rather, pshat must be since the beans are not cold. Lo shaych b'bishul, there's no bishul. Now, the shartzin right away points out in ayin ches lechayra that we're dealing apples and oranges here. We're talking about davar lach and kitnius is davar yavesh. Things that are dry ain't bishul lach b'bishul. The shal is by things that are liquid. So he says, even though the kitnius are davar yavesh, that's a dry thing, and everyone agrees in bishul acha bishul, even if it's totally cooled down. Generally speaking, there's always going to be some liquid in with these beans. You're not going to have just dry beans. There's going to be some broth in there. So that's what we're dealing with it as far as the broth that's in the beans. If that has cooled down and are pouring from the kli rishon, so is that a problem of bishul on the broth? So he says, if it wasn't cooled down, then it's not a problem. If it hasn't cooled down entirely, that's why we do it all the time. And maybe you would be allowed to pour from your kumkum into the pot of cholent. The Mishnah Berurah continues, perhaps this is what the Ramah has in mind. Meshakosi, he writes at the end, look at Simen Shin Nechas. That even Shulchan Aruch says we should be moicha, we're not going to be machmir if the water was above room temperature. Umikol Malkum, however, mashma Mugan of Rabbah Maskanasa, it's implied from the Mugan of Rabbah's conclusion, that Asha in Limchus Biat and Ohagel Hakel, even though we're not going to protest those that are lenient, Tov Yisil Linhuk Shlolu Aros Haroischem in Akli Rishon Vekara, Amasha Besocho Kim Bekaf. It's better not to pour directly from the pot of meat broth into the kidneys, but rather take a ladle and use the ladle to scoop from the kli rishon into the kidneys. So basically we're saying the ladle becomes a kli sheni, and now we're not worried about bishul pouring from the kli sheni, even though the notes point out there are times where machmir that even the ladle should be a kli rishon. But here, it's like an extra chumrah. Really, from the kli rishon, there's a tzad to make, or certainly if you use a ladle. But if your kidney is with the broth that's in in the plate is totally cooled down to room temperature. The vadayesh medina lizar, nem mikra halach, you have to be careful. Shalish b'chalei miklirishon, not to pour them from a klirishon, ki ma'idei kaf, unless you have a ladle, not to pour directly.